Tonight on TMS PM, lines are hard.
Follow in my footsteps.
Willie Nelson has some thoughts.
Drug addiction facilities can be tricky.
Why are those pink?
Jelly belly confusion.
They're also pink. Dan the tabletop man.
He's not pink. Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the PM edition of the morning stream, with Scott Johnson here and Brian Ibbett there.
The official, verified Brian Ibbett. That's right.
Now, people at home listening, not going to be able to see this. If you're on YouTube, great, you're seeing it. And if you're watching live, you're seeing it. But Brian's about to pop up an alternate screen. Let's do this. Let's see this thing.
Okay. All right. We talked about this on the show earlier today.
Yeah.
Had to do a little extra walking to get my Porygon candy. It seems like the worst way they could say that, by the way.
Porygon? I know.
Porygon candy.
Porygon candy. So you've got you've done the work that needs to be done. You got a hat. Your character's all set to go. So here's the chance for us to watch the actual evolution take place.
I know. This should be some really amazing stuff here.
Yep.
You know, not many people have seen a Porygon get evolved. No. I'll say that. This is rare.
This is a rare moment.
Because this requires so many things to be done.
Remember where you were when you saw this, people.
Oh, look at that. There you go. There's the little ducky Porygon thing.
Hold on.
I'll make this a little bit larger.
There we go.
It's a CP877.
He looks like a polygon. Is that the idea?
That's the whole idea.
Okay.
He's a polygonal doodad right there.
All right. So he's dancing currently, but I bet he's going to do more than that here in a second. So.
Oh, I can make him do other things like watch this. Blah!
Oh, look at that. All right. Yeah, because they freak out. I forget about that. So I'm going to
tap him.
I'm going to do a theme for this.
Okay. All right.
There you go. No, that's dumb. how about?
Oh, come on! Please tell me you got the Pokemon kid singing.
The Pokemon kid.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world.
We live
in.
Oh, come on! That was a pretty good impersonation for not having heard that thing in like 6 months.
I think you kind of nailed it. That was freaky. Freaky.
I might be that guy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so there's here it is. It's in our screen. Right. We're ready to do it.
All I have to do is click on this evolution item, and bada boom, bada bing.
Okay.
Oh, goes right into the deal. Oh, he's like,
I've become better than I was before.
That's right.
We have no sound, people. Sorry, there's no way to pipe that in here. Now he's a singularity. Oh, he's all rounded now.
Yes, he's more polygons.
And so what's he called now?
He's called a Porygon 2, I think. Yeah, Porygon 2.
Oh, well, that's dumb. I thought it'd be a better name, like Polygonagon or some other name.
Right, no, this one is, I think this one is an homage to just video games, right? And having as many, going more polygons and then going higher level on the polygon so that it has a rounded 3D appearance.
Aren't you guys glad we did that for you? Aren't you glad you got to see that? If you're listening at home, I apologize. It's hard to describe what I just saw, but man, I'll never forget it. I'll tell my grandkids where I was.
Never forget.
Yeah. I'll say, listen, little grandchild Bobby, I remember the time Brian Ibbett evolved his damn polygon.
That's right. Anyway,
so there you go.
Now I can,
congratulations.
Now I can close out a cam twist, too.
did you ride your bike for the remaining distance?
No, I walked. I walked and I didn't use the new pokey gotcha thing deal. Cause here's my thinking, by the way, is that, Lucifer Skewy says, that was amazing. I can't wait. Even says wait to re-listen to it on the podcast version. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Lucifer.
Great.
I walked and I used the regular Pokemon Go device because I figure if they're like looking at my account and saying, what's he? Is he using something? Then they're going to see these like delayed reactions with my Pokemon Go Plus now and figure out that no, he's not. He's just fast for a little while. He just had some cappuccino that morning.
I get it. That way you mix it up and they you confuse them. They don't know.
That's right. Because there's no way for them to tell. There's nothing. It's not called anything different in the system than the actual Niantic device. It's just a matter that it goes off fast. And honestly, I even think that's questionable because sometimes stuff appears and it takes like 30 seconds for the device to catch up to it and say, oh, there's a thing. I'll go get the thing.
Plus all they've added is just you don't have to tap anymore. Right.
That's it. Exactly. That's the only difference. I still have to physically be in the location of the Pokemon I'm trying to catch. I can't bot the system and like, all right, I'm going to let's go out to Australia now and get a.
Yeah.
Kangaskhan or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that, but you don't want
to
do that.
But I don't want to. Yeah. I'd rather go to, if I'm going to do that, I'd rather actually just go to Australia.
The chat room wants to know if I'm sitting in a hotel. Why would you ask that? That's a weird thing to ask me.
No, they're asking if you're sitting in a hole.
Oh, I thought it said hotel. I can't read. No, I'm not sitting in a hole. My camera zoomed. Did it do it again? Gosh, dang it. Let me fix it. It's just down lower. It's a long story. I have to tweak this camera.
The chat room wants to know if you can read.
I can totally read. I can read your hole.
Oh.
He means my hotel hole now, he says. Great. Anyway, let's move on. Well done, though. Pokemon captured and evolved.
Pokemon gone.
Yeah, Pokemon gone. Here we go. I have an email from Ryan from Michigan that I thought was worth reading on the show.
Sure.
He has a question. We're here to help him. He said, I had something embarrassing happen to me, and I want your advice on the show. All right, well, here we are giving it. I want to see how you guys would have handled it. I was at line in the grocery store when I noticed the cashier's name tag. Below her name, it said something I could not make out. All I could tell is it started with an H. So I stared for a few seconds until she moved so I could read head cashier. Okay, so that's what the H stood for.
Sure.
When I made eye contact with her, she was scowling at me. And that's when I realized I had been staring at her chest that whole time. So she was completely justified in scowling.
Only half of it, really.
Well, sure. She says she was totally justified in scowling at me. If you had been in my shoes, what would you have done? I played dumb as if it had never happened, Ryan from Michigan. I would have said this because I've done this very thing. So I've had this experience. I've tried to read somebody's thing and then said, oh my gosh, I swear I was not looking at your chest.
You say, I'm sorry, I was just looking at your name tag, but while I've got your attention, sweet cans.
Yeah. Oh, man. That'll get you smacked, probably. But but I've done it where I said, I promise I wasn't looking at your chest, and it breaks the ice. People chill out. Yeah, exactly. She goes, fine. Now she's sure you did because you were creepy and quiet about it. See? That's how they know. It's the creepy quiet ones you worry about. They're the ones looking at your boobies.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, yeah, it's a fun icebreaker. And that way, if you did find her attractive, then you've broken the ice. You've got to line in now.
Yes. So, chat room, let's get a consensus here. We have some ladies who watch. Lots of lovely women who watch.
I think they probably appreciate your technique more than mine.
Your cans part probably wouldn't appreciate that. But but I wonder of the three, I mean, what are we talking about? Like men, the guy looks and then gets creepy and goes quiet and goes away. Nothing said. Me, where I go straight to, sorry, I wasn't looking at your chest, I swear. Or Brian's, I was just looking at your name tag, nice cans. Which one do you go with? All right. It sounds like so far they would laugh it off, even if you said it. So maybe they're fine. Sure. Most pervs try to be sneaky. I know. That's what I'm saying. They're quiet and sneaky.
Totally true.
Right? Sweet can, says Trillbot. Yes. Anyway, all right. Well, Ryan, those are our answers. Let us know how it goes for you the next time you're in line and you awkwardly look at somebody's boobs. Brian, it's time to eat some Canadian food.
Let me get the box.
We didn't do it earlier. Got to do it now. Canadian food. Family's a big fan of those cheese things.
I have two.
Did you
consume the whole bag?
No, I had a fair, I probably ate two servings worth, and I was a gas bag all night. So, just saying, maybe there's a little of that going on. What do we like here? Because the Ruffles I don't dare eat because they exploded.
Yeah, okay. So you can skip the Ruffles. The all dressed and out in the box Ruffles. You want to do the Lay's ketchup potato chips? I feel like we've had that.
Yeah, I feel like we have. Maybe we do that. Maybe we do two things. We do that plus a Maynard's fuzzy peach or something.
Sure.
The egg, I didn't realize this before, but the egg, I only have half of it. The rest of it shattered into a million pieces.
Oh, okay. And that's yours, by the way. Obviously it's yours, but I mean, that's yours and yours alone. That was a surprise thing that she put in one of the boxes, shuffled the boxes, and then put labels on them. So
it exploded in grand Canadian fashion in here.
Well, at least you got the toy. That's the thing about the Kinder.
Yeah, I got the little toy in here. Let me pull it up. Let's see what's in it.
That's the whole reason they're not for sale in the U.S. is because they're afraid children will consume the egg in one bite and swallow the toy.
So, chat room here. Let me show you what I got, and you guys can tell me what this is. So, I opened it up. It's a little... Am I sending you video? Did I do that?
You are, yes.
Okay.
Yep, you are.
So, then the Kinder Egg Prize came in this little thing. It's got a little deal in it. And then it's got these, like... I don't know what these are. They're like two green, almost like Shrek antennas.
One end is like a
suction cup kind of. I see.
Does the small end go into the big end?
Yep, you're right. They're bracelets.
Or earbud wraps. Like coil that around your cords.
Oh, all right.
It's probably not exactly what they had in mind, but you could do that.
I could do that.
I could see why you'd do that.
Yeah, I could see why I'd like it. Well, here, I'm going to put it right there then. That was very nice. Thank you. There's a little note in here, too. It says, is there any jokes or anything? Oh, they're just coupons.
Canadian Bazooka Joe.
It's a coupon for a free Magic Kinder app. Get on my phone. There's a little triangle unit. I don't know what this is for. A
QR code or something.
Some kind of
look at that.
Dragon. And then... another coupon code. All right. That's awesome. Thank you for that. All right. So that's out of the way. Peach fuzz deal, right?
Peach fuzz, yes.
All right. Let's do it.
Well, yeah, we're doing the Lay's potato chips and the peach fuzz, right?
Yeah. What you want to do first?
Let's do the peach fuzz. Let's start with the sweet, and then we'll end with the savory.
Okay. So that's what these are, everybody. Some kind of little sugar gummy units. All right.
They are squishy.
They're a little squishy. Good. They're a combination of hard and squishy. There's many of them.
Yeah, I mean, they look like your typical sugar-coated gummies.
Yeah, like a gummy, those gummy fish or gummy worms. All right, here we go.
Oh, these are nice.
Oh, they are good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
What happened?
I was turning the bag around because I was trying to figure out how to put it back in the box with the top folded over to keep them fresh.
Yep.
And the way I turned the bag around, the sugar all went to the area where it was folded. And when I continued to turn it, the sugar all dumped in my lap.
Nice. It's perfect. Just say it's cocaine. No one will notice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly.
Here we got ketchup flavored Lay's. Now, what I like about these the most is that guy's face.
Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to hold that up.
Yeah.
Like it's your actual face. It looks good, Scott.
Oh, I could have sworn you were grinning at me. Weird. All right, let's open these up. Ooh, they smell like ketchup.
Oh, they totally smell like ketchup. Stephanie, you're awesome. Thank you for sending us all this
these
stuff.
Are good. They're kind of purple, though. Is that weird? That's a purple chip. All right. Yeah, I like ketchup.
It's probably better than just red and looking like they were pulled out of someone's body cavity.
we have left a bunch of Kit Katty things, crispy crunchy things, a Macintosh. There's an entire Mac in here. crispy crunch Cadbury thing, and something called a crunchy. And we will do those in coming days. Canada, well done.
Monday.
Canada, you have some fine confectionery art.
That's right.
We like you a lot.
Very good.
Yeah, very good indeed. All right, what are we doing now? Oh, I know. How about this? Nope, not this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Look, everyone, it's the evening news brought to you by
The instance, which airs tomorrow. Scott, what are you guys going to talk about?
I think we're going to, there's not a ton of stuff to talk about in WoW, although we have a big WoW themed thing coming up. I think we're going to talk about the Overwatch anniversary and what that means. Ooh. A year into that game's life. Where is it now? Where could it be? What does it need to do? What is it doing right? What's it doing wrong? All that kind of stuff. So tune in tomorrow, 10 a.m. Mountain Time, right here at frogpants.tv if you want to watch it live or later on the podcast.
There's a lot of stuff going on with that anniversary.
Yep, there sure is. Theinstance.net for details. Okay. Let's have a look here what we got.
By the way, Stephanie says you want to freeze the Mac toffee before you eat it. Oh. So stick it in the freezer.
Is she in the chat today?
She is.
Oh, we can thank her personally then. Thank you. Yes, and I will. What is it? Which one?
The Macintosh toffee. The little square toffee.
Oh, right. Okay. I'll take that out to remind me to do it. All right, excellent. And make sure Nick doesn't eat it.
Yes, exactly.
Because he'll do that. In the news, Willie Nelson. You know Willie Nelson, right?
I know Willie Nelson. He's on the road again. He just can't wait to get back on the road again.
Are you a fan of his musings as a musician?
I am. I really like him. I think that he's... he seems like a very down to earth dude.
Yeah.
You know, he's, you know, hey, he's a pot smoker, mm-hmm. which I can't really corroborate with him or I don't know what the word is. I can't
commiserate.
We don't have that in common.
Yes. Or commiserate. But, either one works. Yeah.
Or commiserate. Really feel bad for you, Billy, that you're a pot smoker.
Yeah, you poor guy. Oh, yeah, commiserate's not right, is it?
Right.
It's not the right word. It should be collaborate. No, I can't really.
We don't have it in common. I mean, that's...
I want there to be a word, but there's not. I have it in common. There's not a word. There's no word.
We have no words.
Well, he's got some advice for our current serving Attorney General, Jeff Sessions.
Okay.
You probably know him better. If his name's not familiar, everybody, you guys all know Jeff Sessions better as the head goblin at the Gringotts Bank in the Harry Potter films. He's a goblin man.
I know him better as the other person that Kate McKinnon impersonates on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget she does that. Willie Nelson to Jeff Sessions says, smoke more pot. It's the day before Willie Nelson's 84th birthday. That's today. But he keeps on, he's keeping his plans modest. He says, I'm just going to try and be here. He says with a laugh from his tour bus, the honeysuckle rose.
Of course.
Currently parked in Laughlin, Nevada. Another stop on Nelson's furious 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off touring schedule. I'm still enjoying it, he says. Then the reporter asked this question, and I don't know why I asked him. Well, I do because of the topic. But he says, Jeff Sessions recently said that pot is, quote, only slightly less awful than heroin.
Wow.
Don't get me started. Anyway, yeah. So then he says, Willie Nelson says, I wonder if he's tried both of them. I don't think he can really make that statement unless you tried it all. So I'd suggest to Jeff to try it and then let me know later what he thinks. If he thinks he's telling the truth. There it is.
You know, I can't imagine. It's just weird to imagine Willie Nelson doing anything besides pot.
Yeah.
Right? Like, all right, I'll be in the back of the tour bus. I'm going to try some of that heroin the kids are all talking about.
I don't know. What is his voice? Because I did it, and it sounded like I was trying to do McConaughey.
Matthew McConaughey, uh-huh. Yeah.
Now you're doing it's a little
nasal. It's a nasal southern voice. It's slightly nasal, and yeah. You probably talk a little bit slower these days.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he wants Jeff Sessions to give pot and heroin, I think.
Give pot a chance.
Give it a try. Wasn't he in, what were some of the big deals he was in? He did Farm Aid.
Every Farm Aid, or just about every Farm Aid.
Yeah, and then what's the other one that we all hate?
We Are the World?
Yeah, was he in that? I think so, dude.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he even has a singing line.
That's right.
What was it? It's... when the rain begins to fall and the world has come together as one, there are people dying, and it's time to let it all. We are the world, we are the children. That's Michael Jackson. Yeah. We are the ones who are living, what's on you? There are people dying,
it's time to let it all. Oh, here it is.
Do you have it?
I don't know if it breaks it down, but let's see. Okay, so it starts here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the beginning.
Steal that noise right from Band-Aid.
Show up.
Here's where YouTube kills kills the video.
Okay, here we go. Oh yeah, I probably
so we start with Lionel Richie, if I remember correctly.
There comes a time.
When you're climbing on the ceiling. Okay, so here's them. Here's him. Now let's skip ahead. We're gonna find this. I want to find this. I'm gonna scrub through it.
He's singing. Oh, he's doing like a duet thing with somebody else, right? Like Kenny Rogers or something.
Well, there's Kenny, and he's let's see. Oh, that's Kenny and Simon, Paul Simon.
Oh, really? Okay.
Then there's Tina Turner doing her thing. Mm-hmm. She's talking to Billy Joel. Boy, everyone's so young. There's Michael Jackson in his stupid getup.
Right. Okay. In a whole different studio. Not around everybody else.
That's Donna Summers, I think. There's Michael again. Okay. Okay, there's what's-her-name's aunt with the big teeth.
Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick. Oh, there he is.
I'm doing this purely by watching you. I can't see your video or anything, but I know who you're talking about.
All right, this is totally it. Here we go. Here it comes. We'll be stronger
and free. There we go. He does the duet with Dionne.
There he is. That's him. Who comes in after?
Nice.
Our pop stars were kind of dumb. I mean, they're fine, but you know, they're old now. They're lame.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny is I was gonna say that it's been a while since we've had one of these, but really it hasn't. Like last year we had that one that the UK did that was actually pretty good.
What was it?
I can't remember the song, but it had like Kylie Minogue. I know she's Australian, but it was, you know, it was a bunch of artists from the UK and Australia. Was it? Oh my gosh!
It's not Knopfler doing it.
He just.
Because he was in charge of that last deal. Does he still do that sort of thing?
It might have been Knopfler. Why am I thinking that he was involved with that?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking the wrong guy. I think that's him, though.
No. I want to say that Mark Knopfler... right. It was God Only Knows. Thank you, a whatnot. It was God Only Knows, and it was a bunch of UK and Australian artists.
We played it on the show.
And I think we even did it so that you could see the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. BBC Music, God Only Knows. I've got a link if you want it.
I do want it. I always want it. Listen, didn't Sting do? He was in the We Are the World, right? Everybody was that mattered then.
Sting was in Band Aid. I don't know if he was in We Are the World.
Hmm.
There All you right. go. It's in. Put a link in the Twitch chat.
Oh, hold on. I got.
Oh, do you want it?
No. That's fine. That's totally fine. Here we go. Clipped. Oh, this is Brian. This is someone.
When the rain begins to fall and the world has come together as one.
All right. Let me skip ahead. Oh, yeah. This was nice.
This was really well done. Like a lot of production value and.
It's not currently. It's muted.
I think we start off with Brian.
Oh, here we go.
Wilson. Love you. But as long
as there are stars above you. Oh, now what's cool about it, though? In this particular case, is they made like a straight up music video. It's just not all of them in a room.
Right, exactly. Like
they walk around and do. There's Ferrell.
Exactly.
And, yeah,
right.
That's really cool.
Yeah, Pharrell Williams there, and then you got Elton John covered with butterflies for some reason. Lord.
Yeah, Lord. 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 Anyway,
Chris, what's his face from Coldplay? Chris Martin.
Yeah, he has to be in there if it's the British peoples.
Yeah,
I'm down with this sort of thing. It's fun.
Yeah, this was really well done.
Yeah, if they did another one now, who's in there? Like, is Nicki Minaj in there?
Sure, I think so. I think you get your Sam Smith is almost a guarantee.
Yeah,
he says, if you guys do one of these, I'm available.
Yeah, Rihanna, she can come in there and just go, quack, 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 and then walk out.
I think Drake would probably participate.
Ugh, I hate this already. I hate it. I don't want any of this. It sounds bad now. Now it sounds bad because I don't like Drake. Drake makes everything worse, in my opinion. Yes.
Did you see him dancing in the Bellagio fountains at that Billboard Music Awards thing?
Yeah, and that's fine. It's his songs, I think, are just bad. It doesn't sound like he knows how to sing or rap. He just kind of, You did coming on your humor. I hate it. It's a very specific kind of dislike for his particular music. I actually think Kanye's got some cool stuff. I'm down with that. Whatever.
All right.
Whatever. I don't know.
It's totally okay. You can like what you like.
I feel bad for Ariana
Grande. And if you
don't
like it, that just means there's more for everyone else.
That's right. Ariana Vente Grande. Sorry.
I heard somebody on the news call her Ariola Grande.
They did? Oh, that's not very nice at all.
No. I don't think it was intentional.
They just did by accident. Yeah. She had to cancel the rest of her tour because of that Manchester
thing. Oh, I know. Yeah. So, actually, a lot of people are canceling their UK tours. I think that's the smart thing to do since Manchester's still on kind of high alert.
Yeah. Are there other threats? Maybe there are.
There must be if they're wanting to, if they're still at critical alert, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Is it, and it's not just Manchester, it's wherever, right?
It's wherever, yeah.
Terpster, you be careful, man.
Exactly. And Jagavos, careful out there.
All our British friends, be careful.
Mm-hmm. I bought tickets today for a concert.
To who?
Grunt. I know how you feel about concerts, and I'm with you.
No, I didn't mean it that way, but who, for real, who?
Roger Waters.
Oh, that's nice.
Pink Floyd, Roger Waters. He's doing his Us and Them tour, and he's coming through Colorado. They sold out so quickly, they added another show, and when they did, because I'm a season ticket holder for the Colorado Mammoth, they said, hey, we're giving you first crack at these, and picked up two tickets for under $70.
Oh, wow, that's great.
To see Roger Waters do Dark Side of the Moon and The Wall. It's like he says it's 75% old Pink Floyd stuff and 25% his solo stuff.
Yeah, that was my question, is how much of this would be. Why doesn't he just tour with Floyd? Gilmore's still around. What's going on with that?
I don't think the two of them like each other very much. I think he and Gilmore had a pretty major falling out around the time of Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking.
Mm. Where was that in the chronology compared to
pre-Final Cut, I think.
Yeah. When was the album that the 80s album that had the hospital beds on a beach? What was that?
That was what was that? The Delicate Sound of Thunder, I think.
I think so. And it was only only had one really good song on there. That was it.
Yeah, I think Final Cut was the end of, and I'm hoping that I'm not getting all this wrong, but I think Final Cut was the last one with Gilmore and Waters, and then everything after that, like the one with the two stone faces looking at each other, and the one with the beds, the hospital beds. I think you're right. Is
a
post
late 80s, wasn't it? Maybe he wasn't. Maybe that was the deal, is Waters wasn't there, but Gilmore was still doing it under the Pink Floyd.
Oh, could be. Yeah, could be.
I think that was it. So yeah, you're right. March 21st, 1983, the last time they worked together.
Oh, wow. That's wow. I would have said even later than that.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's crazy. Yeah. Division Bell was the one with the faces.
Yeah. Right. Division Bell's good. So
it was good. Yeah. So there we go. The Final Cut was released in 1983. Then Momentary Lapse of Reason.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. That's right.
That had one good song. and I played it a lot. I thought it was pretty great, but it wasn't that great.
That's not the one with ice is foaming on the tip of my wings.
That's the song.
That is it. Learning to Fly. Yeah. Yeah.
Learning to Fly is the only song
I thought of everything.
He's total Gilmore.
That was such a great song. It was such a great song.
I loved it. I thought it was great. We played it all the time on the way to like this dance place we went to all the time. Mellowed us out. Anyway, second story.
Whatever. Yeah. People tune in just to hear the news. Come on.
Yeah. Willie Nelson turned into a mess, but it's okay because here's a sad, dumb story. Drug counselors overdose at an addiction facility. Well, that seems like a problem. Wow. That seems like you may not have everything going well there.
It seems like, yes, if you're going to do it anywhere.
Yeah, if you're going to probably do it there. Two counselors in an addiction facility in southeastern Pennsylvania, died after overdosing on opioids, according to a Chester County district attorney. That would be heroin and certain prescription drugs, opioids. Anyway, right. In addition to wondering how bad the opioid epidemic has become, the case has a frightening example, says district attorney Tom Hagen. Staff members in charge of supervising recovering addicts succumbed to their own addiction and died of opioid overdoses. Opioids is a monster that's slowly consuming our population. Authorities haven't released the counselors' names. So that's no good. But that's kind of like, I don't know. Let's see. That's like your doctor dying of an appendicitis after he takes yours out, you know?
Right, right.
Don't go there. There's a good one out here in Utah everyone raves about, but I don't know where it is. Somewhere in the south.
It's like an arsonist setting fire to the fire station.
Hey, do you ever wonder why donut boxes are pink? Why are they always pink?
I wonder why they don't hold more donuts and don't last very long. I wonder why they don't replenish the donut supply when I consume them.
You know, it's a much better concern that you have, I think. Because the truth is I have had some donuts in different colored boxes. However, they are often pink, and in every movie or TV show you've ever seen, always pink. Every time. They say the answer could lie in Southern California. Heron, or probably Sharon Vilsack, pulled into a San Clemente strip mall in a recent morning to perform one of Southern California's most quintessential rituals, picking up a pink box of donuts to share. She chose carefully.
By the way, before you even go further, that's not an exaggeration. For whatever reason, donut shops so much more prevalent in California than they are here, and maybe even in Utah.
Yeah,
but
I think you're right.
My uncle lives out there, and he's basically, all right, Brian. Well, we're going to pick up. Let's go. It's Saturday morning. We're going to go pick up a box of donuts to bring back home. Like, oh, you do this every Saturday? Well, yeah. Like, what? Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It even says here. She says she thinks it's like a Pavlov's dog thing. When you see the pink box, you get excited and you buy it. Yeah. Pink box is distinctly regional tradition. One so ingrained it often requires an outsider to notice it, like Brian Ibbett from Colorado. The Northeast has Dunkin' Donuts and its neon orange and pink box. South has Krispy Kreme and its polka dot box. But come to L.A. and it's the no-frills pink box with signature grease marks that commands counter space on offices, waiting rooms, and police stations. And they believe that the stereotype started there, and because film and TV are often made in L.A. and that's the kind of boxes you get, that's why we see the pink ones.
Yeah, totally makes sense. I love how they also bring up the Grecian coffee cups, because that's the other thing you see in like cop dramas. Everybody's drinking coffee out of these paper cups with the Greek logo wraparound.
Oh, right.
Design.
And that's also
kind of the equivalent. It's like the New York version of the pink donut box.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that in every damn show. Totally you know what do, show yeah. you definitely see it in? Hold on, I found something that I meant to
Brooklyn
share.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Oh, sure. Show. Yeah.
Anything Mike Post produces. Jelly Belly in the final story today. Jelly Belly, they make the little jelly beans there.
Sure. In Northern California, as a matter of fact.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you like a Jelly Belly? Is that a thing you'd like to eat sometimes?
They're a little, I don't know. They're all right. I do like their, the juicy pear flavor is really good.
Yep.
And the buttered popcorn flavor is good. Mm-hmm. But you can't, like with every other flavor, you can combine them. Mm-hmm. With the buttered popcorn flavor, you cannot. You have to eat those completely separate.
Yeah, if you do, then they end up tasting like those Harry Potter ones that are like barf or whatever.
They do. Yeah,
you know, it's exactly. Not good. But it's weird. I mean, I like them as far as they always surprise me at how realistic they flavor them. Mm-hmm. But then I'm usually like, okay, that's good. I don't want any more of these. Well, right. Some woman, I'm going to sneeze. Some woman is suing the makers of Jelly Belly beans. She claimed she was tricked into believing that the candy these Jelly Bellies were free of sugar. I don't know where she got that.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
I thought they were made with jelly.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Or bellies, who knows? The plaintiff, Jessica Gomez of San Bernardino County. Isn't that where all the porn gets made?
San Fernando Valley the porn gets made.
I always get Bernardino and Fernando mixed up.
At least what I assume, anyway.
That's what I've always heard. They have the most lax laws or whatever there.
San Bernardino is where the podcast expos were held, but out there in Ontario.
Ontario, California.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was part of that county.
Yep.
It's a good airport. I like the...
It is. It's a very nice airport.
Yeah, it's a good one. Anyway, first brought the case against the candy company earlier this year, blaming fancy phrasing for her confusion over the ingredients. Gomez purchased Jelly Belly Sports Beans, a product marketed as an exercise supplement containing carbohydrates, electrolytes, and vitamins, which lists evaporated cane juice on the label instead of citing sugar as an ingredient. Well, what cane did you think it was coming from? An old man's cane? Come on.
Right, exactly. Cane juice.
That's gross. Nobody wants cane juice.
I'm surprised. I had no idea they made sport beans.
I kind of want to try them on the show. Let's get some sports beans.
All right, we'll get some sports beans. That'll be easy. You and I can just go buy those on our own. And yeah.
Let's get some sports beans.
Yeah.
Where do you think these are carried? Like GNC or something? Where do we get them?
No, I'm sure. I bet your run-of-the-mill Target would have Jelly Belly sports beans.
Jelly Belly sports.
I don't think you have to go to a special...
It says right here. Well, we certainly get them on Amazon if we wanted. Oh, GNC mm-hmm. does have them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so they really are like, oh.
But it looks like they're all over the place. Walmart's got them. Jet.com has them. Maybe even. Okay. Do sports beans have caffeine?
Sure.
Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Carbohydrates fuel your body.
I'll have to get some of these actually to before I go out on a bike ride, consume a few sport beans.
Just so you know, sugar.
Right, of course. Oh, you don't jelly beans?
Yeah, I know that that cane juice they're talking about. Sugar.
Right. Check this out. There's not just sport beans. There's extreme sport beans too.
Oh.
When your workout needs a little more kick.
Okay, that sounds like caffeine to me.
Heroin or something.
Yeah. Well, heroin's a downer. Let's see. Each serving contains 50 milligrams of caffeine. Oh, they do have caffeine.
There you go.
Well, then F that. I can't stand energy products where they're like, yes, they give you the proper energy you need for your... And then it's always caffeine. It's just this cheater way out.
Just don't get the extreme. The extreme has caffeine.
So does the normals.
What? Really?
Yeah, the normal ones. The normal ones have 50 milligrams of caffeine, it says here in their FAQ. And this is right off of the jellybelly.com page, by the way.
Oh. Well, it's funny because the other ones, the ones that say extreme say with caffeine. The regular sport beans don't say that they do.
Well, this is wrong.
Are you sure you're looking at you're not looking at the extreme?
It says right here, each serving of sports beans contains 50 milligrams of caffeine, about the same amount as half a cup of brewed coffee, along with sports beans' clinically proven formula of carbohydrates, vitamins, and electrolytes. So they're claiming caffeine in both. Maybe it's more caffeine in the other ones.
God, it must be. It's just funny. And you're on the Jelly Belly website?
Yeah, jellybelly.com.
Huh.
Which I assume is the official one. Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, because this one I'm looking at says the orange sport beans contain B and C, vitamins B and C, and electrolytes, but don't say anything about caffeine.
Oh, maybe they...
All right. Maybe certain ones do and certain ones don't. I don't know. I don't know.
REI has them. CVS has them. I'll just get them at the CVS. I just live down
there
the street.
There you go.
Okay, we're
going to
try them.
Just go to the
old
CVS.
We'll give it a shot. But I just think it's such a cheap way out when it's caffeine. They act like they've got some massively groundbreaking formula. And it's caffeine every time for our energy drinks. We harness the power of vitamin B and about a half a pound of caffeine and may give you a thing. It's like, come on. That's so cheap. That just makes me think they're just, it's a get rich quick deal. I don't like it. Taking a break. When we come back, Dan will be here talking about board games. He's got something rad, he says. So I'm pretty excited about that. But in the meantime, a musical thing that you'll do.
How about a song from the only Morton I know in music, whose last name is not Harket, member of A-ha. Popular Danish singer-songwriter Morten Remar, any relation to James Remar, launches his first international release worldwide. It is an EP called Beautiful You. It's coming out May 30th, and it's going to be a worldwide release next week, so make sure you check this out if you like it, and I think you will. He's Danish. He's from Denmark with more than 10 album releases and a lot of live performances. I really like this. I like this whole album, I gotta say, or this whole EP. Really, really good. The song I'm deciding to play is All I Want Is You. No, it's not a cover of U2. It's just a song by Morten Remar from his album Beautiful You. Here's All I Want Is You.
Always on my mind.
That was lovely. I like that.
How good come, stuff, right?
Yeah. How come America doesn't sell ketchup chips? That's my other question.
Oh, I ate about a dozen of those during that song.
They're so good. I don't know what the deal is. Really, why good. Are they good at all? They shouldn't be good. But they're good. They're always good when I get them.
Really good.
And I don't think we can get them here. Can we get them here? Chat room, if someone knows. There's no source, right? It's like illegal in America or something dumb.
These are contraband.
I guess so. Really weird.
Because of the Hunt's Market.
Yeah. Dan, the tabletop man. Oh, you know what? Shoot. What? I never had him.
New Nick.
Yeah, we're about to find out. Maybe this will work. Oh, poo bugs.
Poo bugs.
I'm going to tell him. Ah. Okay. Hold on.
Can't you just.
Now's the time.
You don't kind of get prettied up for me there, Ibit.
What's going on, Dan Patrice? What are you doing over there, buddy?
Greetings, programs. I had like the worst afternoon ever. I had to try and get a haircut real fast. And of course, you go there and there's like eight people waiting. You're like, all right. Hopefully they could be quick. So I was running home and I got here like a little before time. But luckily, you guys were. We're still rolling.
We were struggling with finding everything to get working right, so it's all good. Dan, it's always nice to see you and talk to you. That's why I get my hair cut up with my wife, because I never have to be anywhere or wait in a line. She just does it when I need it. That's why.
Yeah. I exported my wife up to Canada for the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Tell her to bring you back some ketchup chips.
Yeah, I was just gonna say we have our neighbors who are Canadian, and they always bring us stuff back. So she's got a whole bunch of stuff to bring back between ketchup chips and maple candy and all sorts of, and whatever that like chocolate thing is where they have like a shell with there's a toy inside. Oh, yeah, apparently that's illegal in the United States.
Really?
You can't have unedible things, I think, embedded in edible things, something like that. Yeah, those things are illegal.
I didn't know that.
They're illegal to sell. They're probably not illegal to own.
What do you mean you don't know? I was talking about this at the beginning of the show when you had yours explode. I said, these are, you can't have in America because they're afraid kids are going to eat it in one bite and swallow the toy.
I heard you say that, but I didn't think they were illegal. I thought it was just
all right, never mind.
I don't think you're going to have a SWAT team come in. Not for that, at least.
I just like the idea that I've got some kind of contraband here. This is great.
You totally have. It's totally contraband.
Well, Dan, it's always a pleasure. Are they up there for hockey? Is that the deal?
Yeah, there's a hockey tournament, like a little prospects thing, hockey tournament. He's playing and skating out and having a good time this weekend. They just got up there and across the border, and they had a little scrimmage tonight. So I wanted to tell you guys about that whole, you guys were talking about the caffeine thing, they're like, all these sport drinks are like, we're not really a sport drink. Yeah, you are. It's like it's like all these weight loss, tablets and stuff like that. And all these capsules are like, we don't have ephedrine. No, but what they actually have is the precursor to the precursor for ephedrine. So basically when you swallow and it gets broken down, it's ephedrine anyway.
Yeah.
So that's. Don't ever take diet crap, unless you already work out. It's the only time you should ever work. And make sure you don't have a heart problem. I mean, all these sport drinks are just absolute crap. I always tell people get the G2 rather than regular Gatorade. If you're thirsty, you don't want to drink Gatorade. There's way too much sugar in there. Mm. Unless you're actively working out and doing things, it's okay. But you want G2, which is like kind of more watered down. And if you're ever sick and you got the runs, Scott, if you ever...
I'm so glad you said Scott.
always make sure you're cutting your Gatorade in half and half with water, because that's how you're going to get the most electrolytes back.
Oh, really?
With half and half.
Oh, no, not yet. Don't cut it half and half with half and half. And then also some people, here's a little, the people that actually would need this for hangover cure, get yourself some Pedialyte. Pedialyte works pretty good. And also cut that with a little bit of water.
Yeah, coconut water does the same thing. So that's my first stop in Vegas is to the CVS where I buy a a bottle of booze, depending on how many days I'm going to be there. Get a bottle of booze, some mixers, and then a thing of coconut water. And I take that back to the hotel with me.
Does that work for you, coconut water? That actually, because I thought Tom Hanks got the runs from eating too many coconuts, or maybe that's because he was eating them. Wasn't that the deal in the Castaway movie? Wasn't eating too many coconuts?
Oh, yeah, well, probably. I mean, it is no talent.
That's all you drink, sure. But
yeah. Because you can't always have a banana bag.
But I've made it clear that that's not all I drink, Scott.
Well, I already kind of knew that. But, yeah, no, this is good news to know this. So when they – okay, but let me ask you this, Dan. when somebody like these Jelly Bellies guys or whoever, or
right.
4-Hour Energy and these people, they all want to act like there's no caffeine in the stuff they're giving you. But there's a ton of it. It's the reason it gives you energy.
Right.
That can't
there's
be good.
There's usually like 500 milligrams of caffeine in like one tablet and things like that from like no-dose and crap like that.
Yeah, but why do they? Why don't they just, is there a reason they don't come out and say it? Is it considered... I don't know.
Well, they're the taboo. You know, it's the taboo words. Like, they don't want to put it right out there. Kind of like why you sell things for $9.99 rather than $10.
Oh, good exactly. point. Yeah. Well, next time you find a 4-Hour energy drink for $9.99, don't buy it. That's all I'm saying. Dan comes on the show.
I got a great game for you that you might need an energy drink.
Oh, good.
You play.
Good. It sounds like one of these long ones, is it? All right.
No. Actually, this is a really short one. Right. I was talking about mostly the people that it's portraying. So normally you get like, you know, you have war games or you have a fantasy theme. This is a really unique theme. This was a game that was one of my top games. Actually, my co-host, this was his game of the year from last year. This is one of my top games from last year. It's called Tava Rua. Now, that I don't know if that means anything in some other language or something, but it's a game about surfing. It's a surf competition in a board game. It is absolutely awesome. This is a game. It's not really all that complex to play, and it doesn't take all that long. You could play it in pretty much about an hour. So you're basically, you're trying to ride on either your longboard or your shortboard, and you're trying to catch waves, and then you're going to use your, you're going to use different card play, because different types of waves, you know, you have wave cards that are coming out, and you're trying to adjust yourself on your wave so that you don't fall off, and you're trying to ride it all the way into the shore, and then you get scored on how good you ride the wave.
Okay.
So depending on how good you ride the different boards, and you're trying to get your best shortboard and longboard, because you basically have a certain amount of rounds. I think you get 2 scores for each, and then basically you're going to try and win both of those.
That's awesome.
Now, how do they represent? I mean, I'm trying to get my head around the mechanics of this is like surfing, but in board game form.
Like each board, so depending on if it's a long board or a short board, there's a certain amount of spots on the board.
Yeah.
So now I'm not a surfer, so I'm going to do my best to you know, bring this into surfing terms. So like on your when you're surfing, you're constantly balancing, kind of like riding a skateboard, where you're constantly moving your feet, adjusting your balance. So sometimes on a longboard, you may be at the front of the board, or depending on a wave, you may be on a different side. So the longboard is a little bit easier to maneuver because there's more spots. So the cards, there's going to be wave cards that come out that'll tell you that you're going to have to move to the front or the back, and depending on what card you play, you're going to move yourself to the front of the back. So if a card comes out that moves you too far to the front, you're already moving to the front, then you fall off your board. And then with a short board, you can do aerials, things like that. Not areola. You can do aerials.
Yeah.
You can do aerials.
How about alley-oop?
Tricks
and
things.
Yeah, can you do an alley-oop? Can you do an ollie?
Ollies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can do different things like that, which give you they give you more points towards your board. There's a couple. There's different, like, cheaty cards in the game and stuff like that. But that's the basic crux of the game. This game was awesome. Not only that, we've got a representative from the company is in a chat room tonight.
What?
Tess from the company is in the chat room from Far Off Games, and she's going to give away, if you guys want to pick somebody, she's going to give away a copy of the game to somebody in the chat room.
Oh my gosh.
That's so cool. Tess.
Who do we pick? I don't even know where to start here. All right.
Let's give it to this guy, Caverville?
Caverville?
Caverville.
Oh, yeah. Caverville. I see what you're saying. Baja.
Caverville.
Don't give it to him.
My joke was just too subtle. Too clever.
Frogaprance? What's that?
So while you guys are looking out, I'll tell you a little bit about Far Off Games. They also had another game. It was a couple years ago. I'm not sure if it's in print, but it's called Zaya Legends of the Drift System. It was kind of a big space sandboxy game, completely different than Tava Rua, but also it was a little, and obviously that's like you're talking 2-hour game, but it was really, really fun game, really good. I think it might be out of print, but they've got good pedigree. He puts out some good stuff, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great to me. I think we're going to give it to Trill Root is the name of the person I saw randomly. Trill. Is it Trill Root? Yeah, TrillRoot.
That's funny. It's only appropriate, Scott, because you called them Trollbot earlier.
I did. I did. The text.
Go ahead and send, I guess it's Tango129. Send her a message with your email, and she'll get you all set up with
that's awesome.
Sending you a copy.
That sounds like a fun Nerdtacular game to me.
Oh, yeah. Totally I'll talk to him and see if we can get that and possibly play a little Tava Rua at Nerdtacular.
Yeah, you can
and
teach me.
I got one other game announcement that's way off in the future. I don't know have a date, but it's something that's kind of right up all of our friends' alleys. Fallout Wasteland Warfare.
Heard about this, yeah.
By Modiphius Entertainment. Now, this is going to be a little longer form. It's going to be like campaign, but it's going to have a ton of great miniatures, and it's going to be nice. It's from Modiphius Entertainment. They don't have a whole lot of pedigree behind them. They've done a few different games here and there, but they're more of a miniatures type company. So this is going to be interesting to keep an eye on. It's going to be obviously a longer game because it's going to be miniatures and campaign based, but the miniatures already look really, really nice. Yeah. So this is something to keep on your radar.
Yeah, they look real. I'm looking at the page now, and there are some really awesome. I mean, not just, you know, oh, these are okay miniatures. I guess I could paint these sort of things. These are detailed and look amazing. Like, really, really nice stuff. I saw this not long ago, and I thought, oh, that could be a thing I'd get into.
That's so cool.
Yeah, looks really good, man.
Yeah, I think this is going to be solid. I mean, every, you know, miniatures are all the rage. I don't know if they're going to put this out. I would assume they're going to put this on Kickstarter to try and get a huge following, because this will just go through the roof, because you're going to be drawing from board gamers and video gamers, and it'll probably go crazy.
Yeah. No, that's cool. Any word on, I know that Kickstarter ended for the second printing of, what did we talk about last time?
Oh, Gloomhaven or?
Gloomhaven. Yeah. So there's no way to get anything on that now, right? It's done. People are out.
I don't think they have like a backer kit. You go to their site and check it out. I'll have to talk to Isaac next time I see him. I'll talk to him and find out if he's got any sort of like extra copies, because they're probably not selling just exactly, because he did a huge print run because of the Kickstarter, because they made so much money. Yeah. But I'm not sure how much extra or when they're going to put those out into the wild as far as being able to buy them. But I would keep an eye on Cephalofair Games. I don't know if it's cephalofair.com, but you could do a search for Gloomhaven on Board Game Geek.
All right, well, sounds good to me. Now I got in
on the Kickstarter, so I'll bring it to I don't think it'll be here before Intertacular.
No, it won't, but knowing the listener base, I bet you somebody will have it.
I'm sure somebody will, yeah.
All right, tell me about, I gotta pull it up here so I remember the name. Where is it? Hold on, sorry, I thought I had it handy. Shoot.
Was it what we were talking about last night?
Yeah, what was the name of it?
It's called Jaipur.
There it is. Jaipur, Jaipur, is available now for iOS and Android. And I have heard like killer things about this. Like, it's awesome and that I should get it. And then I mentioned it to you and you said, oh yeah, that's a really fun tabletop thing and blah, blah, blah. And you told me about it. So tell people about this and why would this maybe be a good buy on digital if you
want it? So Jaipur just came out this week from Asmodee Online, I believe, is who put it out for the iOS. Do you remember how much it was, Scott?
$2.99. Yeah.
Now, Jaipur is widely regarded as one of the best two-player small card games that you can get. And it's also about 30 minutes, so it's right up your alley, Scott. Easy to learn, easy to play. It looks fantastic on a tabletop. I'm sure it probably is. Asmodee is doing really good jobs with their iOS implementation, because they put out a few different games. I'd have to look at my phone to remember what in the world that they just put out. Cult Express was one of the games, and they also did the cooperative game. Mysterium.
Yeah, Mysterium.
Mysterium and Cult Express. But so Jaipur, I'm sure they probably did a really good implementation. But if you want a two-player card game, like I said, in the top 100 of BGG, widely regarded as one of the best filler games, and it's top 10 family game on BGG. So easy to learn, quick to play. And it just looks beautiful, so I'm sure that iOS is going to be good.
Yeah, it looks real nice, and looks like both Android and iOS get it. $2.99 total. I'm picking it up today.
There's a ton of videos, so I'm sure you could probably get a couple of good. You'd probably get a really easy to learn how to play video, which should translate right into. Because I don't know, they probably have a tutorial like most of those iOSs, especially for an easy to learn game like that. That's probably fine too.
Yeah, and I'll bet this is great on an iPad. So. Or a tablet of some sort. So yes,
for sure.
I'm going to try that out. I may review it next time we do apps. But Dan's always good for this kind of advice.
I'll have to pick it out so we can play each other on the app as well.
Yep. If you need Gatorade advice, great. If you need you need help with Jaipur, you can get a hold of Dan. That's right. Dan, tell people where they can find you more when you're not here, so they can track you down on the internet.
You can find me at the Geek All-Stars podcast. We got a show coming up next week for the holiday. We're going to do a Origins preview, because the Origins Game Fair is coming out. It's going to be out next month in Columbus. I won't be there because I'll be at Nerdtacular later in the month. But you can. We're going to do a little preview with Undead Viking Lance from Undead Viking Videos. And you can find me at Geek Jock Blog.
Can I just tell the Gen Con people how grateful I am they decided not to move their dates again to like end of June? Ooh. That would have been a real
bummer. Yeah, they're going to be in mid-August this year, and it's going to be Gen Con 50. This is the 50, at least 50 years of Gen Con.
That's crazy. Or maybe that just means it'll cost you $50,000 to get in. Maybe that's what I'm saying. Who knows? Dan Patrice, everybody. Take it easy, dude. We'll talk to you later.
See you guys. See you always around. Great talking to you.
All right. I can't. There we go. Brian?
Yes.
Is that downloaded yet? It is. I've now got Jaipur, a card game for duels.
It's about two-thirds downloaded, so.
I like a game. I like a deck builder like that. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And if it does multiplayer, which I think it does, that's even cooler. All right. Let's now take our let's take a leap into the area we know as this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
It's Twitter questions. We get them at the hashtag. The TMS hashtag, ask TMS. It's hashtag ask TMS. And you guys send in your questions. We answer them. As always, Peter Fisher is like Johnny on the spot with this first question. Here it is. The lady who was upset with sugar in Jelly Bellies would flip her lid if she found out that Pikachu gets its energy from... And then you're supposed to answer that.
Discarded old 30-pin iPhone cables.
Nailed it. Oh, man, there are a lot of those, too.
There's a lot of them.
30-pin.
Pika, pika. I need 30-pin connectors.
Mad Scientist says, does Overwatch need a movie? Yes or no, discuss. Yeah, animated, though. And
hell yes.
I would watch the hell out of
it. It just needs to be done by the same people who do the Blizzard videos for them, man.
It's, yeah, which is them. It'd have to be Blizzard. Yeah. It's all internal, so do that.
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
Katie Talmo, another regular here, says, would you rather have your wife give you the best full-body massage ever or a best meal imaginable? Body massage.
Ooh.
I can eat whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
we'll go have a nice dinner after she gives me a full body massage.
Yeah, because you can find a place that's pretty good, you know, for the meal. You can't always guarantee a good body massage. So,
and let's be honest, I'd be happy with a 1/4 body massage, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Thomas Silva. I can't read tonight. My eyes are goofy. It says, on my way to sign my paperwork for a new house. What should I buy first? I think it means what kind of house.
A pen.
Oh! That's pretty good. And so that's the sound effect. Right? John would be happy if we did that. I'm going to say go for a Rambler. Square Rambler. Square Rambler means you get the most maximized use out of the actual space of the square footage. I learned that from a builder recently. And that's it. Just get a nice big square house, decent lot, lots of room.
Yeah. And, ranch.
Ranch. Ranch is good. I love ranch on everything. I'll dip things in ranch. Oh, you mean ranch style. Got it.
Right.
Let's see. Jeff, who says this, would you rather eat a teaspoon of spider webs or, or be the last person to put on the VR headset at the end of a con?
I know it's an easy one for you. I think it's an easy one for
you. I don't know, dude. He doesn't stipulate rules. So if I can put the headset on, keep my eyes closed while I'm doing it, take it off real quick and go wash my face, I'd rather do all of that than eat a spider web of any sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
So no, I don't want spiders.
I'd even do the eyes open, putting that thing on. If it meant I didn't have to eat a teaspoon of spider webs.
Yeah, me too, probably. I can deal with a little conjunctivitis for a little while.
Yeah.
What I can't deal with was the idea that I ate spider webs.
Right.
That stuff comes out of a spider's butt.
Right.
Ugh. I mean, I know it's not their poo, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dave Podnar says, boy, this is ripped from today's headlines. If any of your kids push someone aside to get to the front of a group, even if told to go to the front, would you just smack them? I'd be pissed, yes. My kids aren't allowed to do that. Yeah. Not saying who we're talking about here.
Although...
somebody pushed himself in front of a crowd earlier, and it pissed everybody off. Oh, yeah, you probably don't know about it. It's a Trump thing.
I don't know about it. Oh, okay.
He's hanging out with the NATO people, so it's like Merkel and, you know, all the other countries that are in NATO.
Yeah.
And at some point, there's some photo op or whatever, and he shoves his way to the front and, like, pushes some guy right to the side.
Oh, no, really?
Just gets up in front, projects his shirt down, looks around at everybody like he's Mr. Cock of the Walk. Such a bastard. But, yeah, I would be angry.
I take the best pictures. I don't sit in the back.
If Nick did that, I'd be super ticked at him.
Yeah.
Did you hear that,
I'd be
Nick?
Ticked, too.
Did you hear that?
Oh, he went upstairs. He's trying to teach him a lesson. You should watch. You should watch that video or the GIF that people made. It's pretty funny.
Can't wait. I'll look for it after the show today.
It's anger inducing. What do you think of the morning show? Sorry, Lorento Roman says, "What do you think of the morning show PM as a name? I can definitely see why you like it."
The morning show PM. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
I don't like it either. But we don't say the morning podcast.
I haven't looked in on our friends Todd and Aaron in a while either. It's funny, that kind of reminds me. Todd and Aaron, the morning stream.
Let's see. Todd and Aaron, Facebook, radio personality.
Is her eye better, finally? Oh, here's the 524
edition. Oh, I thought she was wearing that for some cosplay reason.
No, she actually did hurt her eye.
Oh, here we have a new one. 9 hours ago, there's a brand new one. Hear ye, Todd and Aaron's morning stream is flowing. Oof. Here, let's play some.
All right.
This is them.
Existed back then, but it's okay.
Of course, parks there existed back then.
Hold on.
Memorial Day is Monday, after all. It looks like clear sailing.
Oh, they have somebody doing weather for them.
What?
An Australian person doing weather.
Through the weekend, high temperatures will be in the low to upper 70s under partly sunny skies. Low temps will be in...
Okay. Up today at the blood center, and I'm going to stay in town, and I'm just going to walk around and smile at people. It's all I can do. We've all got to look after each other now, don't we?
The morning stream!
Right. I can see why no one likes it.
I can
it.
See why no one sees it. Scott Lee says opinions on Trump's NATO dick move. Already talked about it. Let's see. Sad about the Wild West Online Sergey Tuvo rumors. I didn't hear about this. Hold on. What's that? Have you heard about this game though?
No. Uh-uh.
Wild West Online. It's like a MMO in the Old West, which obviously I'm very interested in.
It's funny, like a Red Dead Redemption. Since Red Dead Redemption is going to be a little delayed.
Yeah. Who's Sergey Titov? I don't know anything about this.
Sounds like somebody's trying to get you to say it dirty.
Oh, it's that guy
made by Sweet Cans Company.
DayZ clone that everyone was mad at. What was that called? Yeah, okay. I'll look at that later. No one on the show cares. In our audience probably cares much, but that's an interesting thing. Thanks, Scott, for that. All right, Chuck says, I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. You both?
Okay.
Can you both say in unison, let's go Pens? In unison? Oh, geez. You want to try it?
All right. Sure.
You count down and I'll catch up with you. Okay. Because if you do it, I'm hearing it when you do it. So go.
It'll be 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, ready? All right, so, ready. And it's let's go Pens?
Let's go Pens.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Let's go Pens. Oh, we did it. On my end, the recording is exactly on.
Oh, right. Yeah. On my end, it did sound off, but totally makes sense.
Yeah. Stumpwater Jack says, any tasty tidbits of Nerdtacular info you can share with us at this time? Yes, Stumpwater Jack says, first time going. That's cool. Excited to see you there. Brian's hard at work on the epic Frog Pants All-Stars that we'll have.
Oh, I can. Well, I've got a connection to somebody who may be reading the rules. You know how I try and get celebrities, like I had Amber Nash and Lucky Eats from Archer and Andy Milder.
Mm-hmm.
I got somebody for reading the rules. I'm hoping it works out. I've been talking to them. And if it works out, it'll be amazing.
That would be incredible. I can tell you that Greg Street will be there. So Ghostcrawler fame from the World of Warcraft days, now works at Riot. He'll be there. Bunch of Blizzard people will be there. We'll have Blizzard gifts and prizes and stuff as always. The schedule should be finished by this weekend, which means you guys will know what the actual day-to-day will be. And I'm sure there's more I can't think of right now. Oh, and I got all the swag bags done. They're being manufactured and put together now. So swag bags incoming. I think that's all we have. Oh, and then be, you know, pollen stormer.
Stuff that I sent you that'll we'll figure out a way to add those to the swag bags. Maybe people just pick up things and add them to themselves.
Yeah, or we some of it we have to assemble there, so we can probably all do it there. Right. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
If you were a character in Overwatch, ask Jack Fox, what class would you be? Tank, offense, etc. And what weapon would you have? And what would be your ult?
I would absolutely be a sniper.
Yeah, you like that.
Because I do like the sniper characters.
Yeah. What would your weapon be? I guess a sniper gun.
Yeah. That would probably be my weapon. Yeah.
What was the other question? Oh, your ultimate. Yeah. What's your ultimate?
My ultimate would be... trying to think of something like wearing a hat, collecting Pokemon, delivering quality podcasts.
It would have to hurt the others.
Yeah. My baldness would reflect the sun directly at the opposing team and blind them.
They blind the other team. That's not bad. That's not bad. I don't really have one. I can't think of anything good. I like everything in that game, so it's hard for me to pick a class.
Sure.
I know what I'll be. I'll be a robot refrigerator, and I'm a tank, so I'm a warrior type, and I'm taking lots of, you know, damage for everybody. I'm guarding people, and my ultimate is I suck you into my crisper and make you cold, and now you're freezing.
Wow. You
can, yeah. See, it's not bad. I don't know what I'm shooting. I guess I didn't talk about my weapon is an ice dispenser that's just shooting out ice cubes out of the hole in front of me. I think that'll work.
Nice. All right,
that's gonna do it for your questions. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it all week, and we'll read them right here on the show. I got somebody coming by here in about 10 minutes with the coolest thing. I cannot wait to tell Brian about it, but I'm leaving it as a surprise until I get it, so I can send you a picture. I'm so excited. I'll let everybody else know about it later as well. But anyway, that's coming up in about 10 minutes, so watch for Twitter and other stuff for that. That's going to do it. Patreon.com/TMS is why this extra show exists. And you can go to frogpants.com/TMS for all our contact details. As is tradition, Brian brought a little song in his little pouch there, and we're going to hit play and play it. So what is it?
I will. And here's what's really funny is I never made the connection. I didn't make the connection until now. That the request we played earlier from Jason to Randy, she made a request as well. And it answers questions that I asked during the show this morning.
Oh.
So this is great.
Okay.
Dear Brian, on May 26th, my fiance are eschewing tradition and eloping. We will then be off to celebrate at MegaCon, and our road trips are never complete without catching up on the latest episode of TMS. Consider you and Scott to be the hosts of our wedding reception.
Whoa.
If it's possible, I think it would be a nice surprise for my groom to hear a dedication from his bride. Though we've been together for 7 years, and despite the fact that lyrics don't reflect our lifestyle in the slightest, somehow this kind of emerged as our song. He always makes me smile, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him. To Jason, love Randy with an I.
Nice.
Are you cold? Are you cold
I'm
over
freezing.
There?
I'm freezing. I don't know why I'm so cold. It's a basement. It's cold. Sorry.
You rub a couple of ketchup-flavored potato chips together and start a fire.
Brian, I'm a gentle... unique snowflake. Okay.
A weird purple fire. all right. Oh, really quick. Papa Big Pants asked during the show earlier today, had a question. I said, oh, we'll send it to, you know, hashtag STMS and we'll answer it there. We'll answer it really quickly now. He asked if now is a good time to start a podcast or if the time has passed to start a podcast. And my opinion is do a podcast anytime you want. There's, you know, the market is just going to get more and more saturated with podcasts. So there's no better time than to do it right away. And
to me, this is like asking in 1999 if someone should make a TV show or is it too saturated? And I would say, well,
right.
Look at where we are now. Like you make it. Don't even think of it as a podcast. Who cares? It's not this like.
Right.
Unique little thing with only so many people that can fit. Just make a show you want to make. Be passionate about it and make a rad thing. And if it rises to the top, great. I mean, I don't think
exactly
there's any
right.
Zero reason not to do it. Do it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered
that. Anyway, so let's get back to Bruno Mars cover or cover of Bruno Mars. That's What I Like, requested by Randy, dedicated to Jason. Hope you guys have a good eloption and a good trip to MegaCon. Here is a cover of That's What I Like by Joseph Vincent. That's from, it's from the same album or from a single of the same name. Here's Joseph Vincent.
Have a great Memorial Day. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Bye.
I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl was happening. You your ass invited, so go on and get to clapping. Girl, pop it for a player, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a player, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner, Julio served as campy. Yeah, you got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it. Now jump in a Cadillac, girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright, strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm talking trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my freaka, girl, I'll be your flico, mamacita. I will never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna ever leave. Shopping sprees in Paris, everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror, now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you? Now is it me? Just say it's us and I'll agree. Jump in a Cadillac, girl, let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby, you deserve it all. And I'm gonna give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright, strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. Sex by the fire, silk sheets and diamonds, oh, that's what I like. That's what I like. That's what I like. That's what I like. Yeah.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I gotta go drop off a worm.